So the dead system always destroys itself. Babylon is falling. You actually see it. They have to reboot the system every 10 years with lies. And they have to gaslight the whole world. Now they're having, you know, used to be they gaslighted nations. Now they're gaslighting the whole world with all this COVID stuff. They have to gaslight the whole world. And eventually, what's going to happen is people are going to wake up to the narcissistic Jezebel spirit that these leaders, governments and senators and presidents and dictators, the people wake up, you know. I always wondered why the Bible talked about Jesus would rule with a rod of iron. Now I know, because the flesh creatures at every level, the leadership, the lower end, every level, the flesh creatures are rebelling against the natural order of things. And what is the natural order of things? God is in authority. He made Adam and Eve. Flesh versus spirit. It's obvious what the natural order is. The seed goes in the ground and there's a harvest, you know. And what is that a parallel of in the spirit realm? The seed of the word of God goes into the womb of your heart to create a birthing. So the seed of the man goes into the womb of the woman. When the word womb goes back to the grave, and the womb is never full, the Bible says, to mount the grave. And so it's a repeat program. It's a reproduction. That's why he said be fruitful and multiply. It's reproduction. Reproduce after its kind, you know. A tree reproduces after its kind. Humans, animals, everything reproduces after its own kind. So mankind and society and everybody's trying to twist all that. And why don't they just go with what's natural? And some of your gematria people, your new age people, they end up hating God and saying they love Lucifer and hate Yahweh is what they end up saying. And the reason is because the story is about Jesus, and the story is not about me, it's not about you, it's not about them, it's not about anybody but Jesus. And so you see the glorified saints fall down and cast all their crowns to Jesus, the feet of Jesus. So long story short, what we're saying here is that the story of the cross is being repeated every day. Take up your cross, and all the people who rebel against authority, rebel against the system of God's, not the system of the devil, but God's system, creation. All the people that rebel against God's order, God's system, all the people who rebel against it, they're actually destroying their own self. And the whole system's trying to bring you in. Trust me, I studied the code for 10 years, and the people who are demonic who see a code, they're going to interpret it apart from the Bible, and they're going to come to the conclusion that we're in a simulation that God put us here. But no, the devil dropped us down into time. Eve dropped us down into time. Adam and Eve dropped us down into time, and so we're born in sin, and we would have done the same thing back at the garden. So we can't be mad at them, because we'd have done the same thing. And so we do. There's an age of accountability, right? We still sin, even though we have the age of accountability. We're all sinners. And that's why it's hard for somebody who's raised in a Christian home. They think, I never sinned. I've always believed in Jesus. They've never been born again, but they think they're righteous and holy, and they think they're perfect, and they think they never sin. And these Pentecostals, a lot of them end up getting Pentecostalism, legalism, or whatever. These people, you can't really talk to. They're living in another world, a world of their own making. They're a legend in their own minds. And so the unsaved going against God's universal program and universal natural laws and everything else. They go against God's universal natural law, and they destroy themselves. And the Bible tells that in Romans 1. They destroy their own selves. They go against nature. They go against God. They go against authority of God. They go against everything that's right and normal and healthy and beneficial. And they go their own way because they hate God. I'm not saying people have to be perfect. But I'm saying there's people out there who try to push this to fight against God and his saints and fight against God's program. And it's all about the program of Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundation world. And if every issue that you ever have, go back to that, you know, with every problem there's a solution. Every issue that comes up, there was already a solution before the foundation world. So no matter what you face, there's a solution to everything that you face in life. The solution was there before you faced it. And so the reason the corporations, the unsaved, and all that they're trying to do, it always crashes and burns. And the only way they even rise up is to make slaves of people and give people a fake reality that people are supposed to believe. And it's all fake stuff.